If the Commonwealth is going to spend $10 billion on a project, at that point, we want to require that there be a local jobs plan. We're also proposing that there be better local labour market testing to make sure that there is more emphasis on hiring locals and giving small businesses and local communities the contracts. We also want to make sure that there's a new economic benefit test, which ensures that when the contract is being allocated, that the people seeking to win the work off the Commonwealth to get the business have to demonstrate the economic benefit for our local communities. Australia should be a manufacturing powerhouse. We should be training a lot more apprentices. We've lost 130,000 apprenticeships since the Coalition came in. What we're announcing today complements our commitment to put public TAFE at the centre of vocational education and our really exciting plan to ensure that when we expend Commonwealth money, one in every 10 people employed on a Commonwealth project is an apprentice. When you tie all of our proposals together, what we're saying is that we want to see jobs for Australian manufacturing workers, we want to see jobs for Australian apprentices, and we want to see jobs in the regions. We've got to finish this, we've got to dispense with this pattern of behaviour, which sees strong regional communities up and down the Queensland coastline, or indeed at Maryborough and other centres, where when the Commonwealth spends money here, we bring in outside contractors, we bring in our goods manufactured elsewhere, and local communities miss out. We're backing local contracts. Our proposition's as simple as this, and we put our business on notice about the great opportunity. If you don't have no local jobs, no contract. Now, what I'd like to do is hand over to Kim Carr.
The Labor Party understands that the key instrument that the Commonwealth has is public expenditure. When it comes to the awarding of contracts, we have the opportunity to build Australia's capabilities in regard to manufacturing. We want to see more jobs in Australia. We want to see a program developed of buying Australia at home and abroad. We want to be able to build our competitive strengths for Australian industry so that the Australian industry is able to compete internationally. We have a policy position which is about building those capabilities in both the public sector and the private sector. At the moment, in our major projects, all too often, we have major proponents who win contracts, but who then bring their entire supply chain with them and exclude local business from getting work. We want to make sure that the Australian industry participation plans are there to help industry know what capabilities are available by using the business support programs that are available to government, refocusing them, making sure they work properly, so the industry capability networks, the industry advocates, supply advocates, the work we do in dumping, anti-dumping measures, the work we do with Enterprise Connect is about building our capabilities. If I can use the comparison of our Olympic athletes, we do not send our Olympic athletes into competition without proper support. And we should not send our companies into competition, international competition, without proper support. Government procurement and private sector procurement is a means by which we can provide the foundations for the support that our companies need so they can compete internationally. This is an opportunity here for ensuring that we have local companies getting a fair go, and when they do compete, they get a real chance to actually win the work. And that's the basis of our policy, a simple proposition, a fair go for Australian companies and for Australian workers.